This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
I'm going to be reading from Joel chapter 2. I'm going to take only one verse because we have spent so much time. And I'm going to be taking the verse, chapter 2, verse 26, because that's where my word centers this morning. You know, when we begin to pray, we'll say, oh, God, you have not answered me. The Lord will answer you. The Lord has already answered us in the name of Jesus. The word of God in Joel chapter 2, verse 26 says, ye shall eat in plenty. You know, I was writing it, and he's saying, five things I got, five. And I wrote that five, but those five, I'm going to change it to three. So, but let me read the five, though. You shall eat in plenty, number one, and you'll be satisfied, number two. You will praise the Lord, number three. You praise the name of the Lord, your God, number three. That has done wondrous, that has dealt wondrously with you. That is number four. And you shall never take note of it. Not, he didn't say you shall not be ashamed. He said you shall never take note of it. You shall never be ashamed in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, when we begin to pray, we just come, some of us just come, we are not just prepared because the burden is so much. We just say, oh God, I don't have this. I don't have this. Ah, when will you have something? Because we have never had anything. You know, I thank God for the economies. You know, they said when we get one thing, we desire more. Our wants are insatiable. When we were praying for one thing, we got it. Oh, the next minute we are asking for another thing. But we have never taken time to say, let us praise this God who has said he will give us all these things. We will eat in plenty and we will be satisfied. My brothers and my sisters, I want to tell us that God answers prayers. God answers prayers. As you see me, I'm a product of prayer. And I want to tell you that it doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter how long the Lord will answer. Because the Bible says that he is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it? Has he not said it? What has God spoken to you about? You know, some of us, when we are coming to prayer, I want us to begin to look at prayer as something. Because when you talk to your child, those of us that have children, when you talk to your child, the child answers you. You know, my sister was telling us this morning, she was telling her child, don't do this. And she said, why? Praise the Lord. Our children, God wants to hear you speak to him. God wants you to ask him why. God will not be angry with you if he's asking why. He will not. He's our father. He's our father. He's your father. You are adopted children. If you don't want to agree that you are a child, you are adopted then. It's true. So you can ask him why, and he will answer you. So, my sisters, number one, before you can eat in plenty and be satisfied, when you want to pray, you will position yourself. You will position yourself. You will tell God. It's just like when you want to spend money, you will say, "This I have 20 naira. Oh, sorry, 20 pounds. How am I going to spend it?" You will position yourself. You know, I thank God for the testimony of my sister. She said, God gave her a revelation. God still speaks. And she spent $5,000, $5,000. God did not answer her that way. But she was preparing. Some of us, we don't prepare. Even some of us, we just go into, we don't even take note of our prayer. Because by the time you wake up this morning, you want bread. By the time you go out and come back, oh, no more bread, you want moi moi. By the time you go out in the evening, after eating, even you've not even gotten that moi moi. Oh, I think it's, what again? I think it's begiri I want, not, you don't even know what you want. So how can God answer you? Praise the name of the Lord. The children of Israel, they knew what they wanted. After getting into the land that the Lord has promised them, they got there. They thought it would be flowing with milk and honey. But the Lord has already told them that it will be flowing with milk and honey. But they got there. There was nothing. There was no food for them to even eat. And they met Moses. Moses, is this why you brought us here? Ah, if we had known, we should have remained in that land of Egypt and be eating our cucumber. And the Lord answered. Moses went to meet the Lord. You have done it before. Do it again. Do it again. And the Bible tells us that the Lord brought manna. The Lord brought quail. And they ate in plenty. For 40 years, they were eating that. Praise the name of the Lord. They were eating in plenty. In the month, so, you know, just like all of us, we are so greedy. God told them, say, take only what you can eat, oh. Now, this be this cucumber. You know, some of us, like when I came to London, it's only, I can, maybe once in a month is too much. Maybe once in 3 months. That's when I am privileged to eat sausage. So I was not seeing it free of charge. Hey, God. I will not go to Harrods and buy expensive one. I will go to Tesco or even Lidl. Buy cheap. I will eat and eat and eat. That was how the children of Israel, the Lord so blessed them that they ate in plenty. You will eat in plenty. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. They ate in plenty and they were satisfied. And I want to tell you that even God himself, he was satisfied. If, you know, there's a saying in my place, they say, if a lizard falls down from the tree and he doesn't see anybody to praise him, he will praise himself. The Lord, after making the heavens and the earth, after creation, he looked at everything. He looked at it. He said, is this Toby? Is this Bola? Is this Yewande? Is this wonderful baby that they are feeding? Is it Tolu? Is it Uche? He looked at them. Is it this tree? Is this piano that my brother is playing with his wonderful fingers? He said, I have tried. He looked at it. He said, well done. You know, Sister Funke, we say, well done, Funke. You know, our pastor's wife. He goes, say, Pele. No, he said, no, she will say, Pele Funke. You know, that's what she normally says. She said, God looked at himself. He said, I am satisfied. He praised himself. Praise the Lord. If you don't want to praise God, God will praise himself. God praised himself. So why can't you praise yourself? When you wake up in the morning, why can't you thank God yours? Why can't you say, God, I am thanking you for you? If nobody will say, despite everything, thank God. When you do that, the Lord will bless you the more. Those are ingredients of prayers. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord was satisfied with himself. God was satisfied. He was happy with himself. Praise the Lord. And that is why he now told man, he said, okay, I've done my work. Oh yeah, go on. Begin to name them. Begin to name them because I have done well. So let me give you the remnant to do. Praise the Lord. My sisters and brothers, thank God for where you are. And when you begin to thank God, God will do more. God, even after telling Adam to do that, to name them, he got to a place, Adam became stuck. God came again and said, okay, let me just help you. They told us yesterday, is that not so? And they helped, and God helped them and brought a woman. Praise the name of the Lord. He was satisfied again with himself. So that is how God is, in the mighty name of Jesus. And my brothers and my sisters, I want to tell us that the word of God, after preparing, the word of God is very important. He said, my word will not return to me void. It will accomplish that it was sent forth. He said, it's not my word like hammer. It's not my word sharper than any two-edged sword. Praise the name of the Lord. So when the word of God collide with that your need, it will bring forth an answer to prayer. It will bring forth an answer to prayer that you will begin to praise the name of the Lord. You will begin to say, this God is a wonderful God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God tells us about a woman in the Bible. The Bible tells us about Ruth. She was very young. She got married. Her husband died. She was a Moabite. And she said, okay, let me just follow this woman. Because maybe they'll be saying, oh, you know, as they'll be saying, Shunammite woman, the woman with the issue of blood. Maybe they'll come and start saying, oh, the woman that killed her husband. So she now said, okay, instead of them to give me that name, let me just kukuma follow my mother-in-law. That's not what the Bible says. I'm just talking that one. And he followed. She began to do all type of menial jobs. And she had cause to praise the name of the Lord. Because the Lord has done wondrous thing in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, I want to tell us to enjoy where we are. If you are praying, enjoy where you are. You know, they are talking about singles. I think I'm the oldest single in this. I was the oldest single in this assembly because I didn't get married until I was 48. And by the grace of God, I started heading the singles department. They will say, Toby, let us go to Pastor Femi, Kensington Park of Adventures. I will follow them. Because how won't I follow them? I want to be young like them. I don't like wearing trousers, but I started, I will wear the jeans, I will wear, but I'm not wearing shorts. But I wear. I'll do my hair style. You know, I was doing it because I just wanted to enjoy my time. I enjoyed it. There was one sister, you know, that sister, Sister Adebowale. Adebowale is her surname. That lady, she's just like Sister Biola. There's nothing she does not know in this London. All the adventures, all the places we will go. We were not looking for husbands. We are not looking for wives. We are just enjoying ourselves. And you won't believe it. By the grace of God, that 2012 that I got married, a lot of people got married in that group. Because we were enjoying our time. Don't say because you are 50 years, you cannot join single group. You don't know what the Lord has in stock for you. The Lord has something in stock for you. You cannot say because you don't have a child, you don't want to be coming, you don't want to come on the day they are doing a Children's Day. You don't know what the Lord has in stock for you. Or because your father is dead, you don't want to come on Father's Day. Or because your children, their father has left them. Enjoy being a single woman. Because the Lord has something in stock for you. Enjoy it. And when you enjoy it, you will praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will turn your situations around. You know, this Lakewood Church, headed by Pastor Joel Austin, he was saying about his sister. The sister, good background, good foundation. She didn't misbehave. And by the grace of God, they didn't have a child for about 20 years. They went through all the medical treatment, did everything. They were not in Nigeria. They were in America. And the Lord didn't do it the traditional way. The Lord did it in a way that only his name will be glorified. From nowhere, one day, the woman has cried her eyes and did everything. From nowhere, God just did it. And somebody said, oh, a lady gave birth to twins and nobody to take care of the twins. Can you come and adopt them? Those are the two girls that they have today. Praise the Lord. She didn't need to go through 9 months. She didn't need to go through labor pain. We didn't need to start saying, Father Lord, let her come out of the labor room alive. And she has two wonderful girls. And they are praising the name of the Lord. It might not be the traditional way, but the Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. It's not God that gave birth to you and I. It's only Jesus that God. And we are all his adopted children. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm trying to round up because we are going to pray for our children. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want us to know that we should meditate on the word of God. When we begin to meditate on the word of God. And my brothers and my sisters, before I forget, meditating on the word of God. You know, sometimes when we are praying as new believers or even as old Christians, don't say, oh, the word I want to, you, when you are praying, you have said, okay, I'm going to use this chapter to pray. Use it to pray. Everything you want is in that chapter. Praise the name of the Lord. Even if it's in, they will say, Jebusite meets Amorite, be reading it. It's somebody that discovered. He was seeing Amorite, seeing all the Ogboboe, and the eyes just catch. There's a man called Jabez. Is it not only one verse? From nowhere, it was Amorite, Jebusite, kingdom, and all that came. And from nowhere, that verse, after that one, they continue again. And the king and this, and the king and that. Read it. Read that verse. Read that chapter, because your word is in that chapter, in the mighty name of Jesus. And even as you begin to do it, the Lord will satisfy you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will make you praise his name all the days of his life. And you will never be ashamed. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us about Jesus Christ. He was hanged on the cross of Calvary. Today, you and I, we are making Jesus not to be ashamed. He died a shameful death. But today, he is sitting at the right hand of God. The Bible tells us that the Lord has given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven and on earth will bow in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus is walking on gold streets in heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. He is sitting at the right hand of God. He is the first begotten son of our Lord, of our God, in the name of Jesus. He's not ashamed. He's sitting in a prestigious position. And I know that even as you begin to pray, the Lord will make you sit in a prestigious position in the name of Jesus. Those who, in place of shame, the Lord will give you double honor in the name of Jesus. Where there is a casting down, the Lord will lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, can we just rise up and begin to thank God for the word of God that we have heard? That all the years the palmer worm, the caterpillar has eaten, the Lord will turn it around in the name of Jesus. In a twinkle of an eye, in a twinkle of an eye, that prayers will be answered. Answered in the name of Jesus. That prayers will be answered in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will answer that prayer. The Lord will turn your situation around. Or is it our mother Sarah? She had a child in her 90s. The Lord can do it. The Lord can do it for you in the name of Jesus. Is it consigning that child that is giving you problem? He will come back like the prodigal son, and you will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. That child that said, Give me my inheritance. What is worse than that? The Lord will turn situation around. You will not be ashamed. He will come back. He will come back in the name of Jesus. Or is it that husband that has left? Oh, praise God that he has left. The Lord will give you a better man in the name of Jesus, because he's a God of a second chance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is it concerning your stay in the next country? The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, in the mighty name of Jesus. And they that dwell therein, the Lord will give you that, your stay in this country, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mareke ya brama lebroko zukaya rebo bo 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 reke ya brama lebroko zukaya. You will eat in plenty and you will be satisfied. You will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. Mareke ya brama lebroko zukaya masuka ya brama lebroko zekeya riba ba 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 ba. Lebroko zukaya brama lebroko zukaya reke ya brama lebroko zukaya brama lebroko zukaya. Begin to praise the name of the Lord. That Father, Lord God, even as I begin to pray, when you begin to speak to me, I will obey. I will obey. I will obey your word. I will obey your word. And even as I begin to obey your word, I will see your hand. I will see your power. I will see your glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful God. For in Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we worship. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you because you are a good God. We thank you because we will eat in plenty and we will be satisfied. And we will praise your name, because even as we come into your presence and begin to pray, you will answer our prayers. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that you are the God that answered prayer. And by terrible things in righteousness, terrible things in righteousness, will you answer us. Answer every man, every woman that is present here. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God, there shall be no delay. There shall be no delay. There shall be no delay concerning that child. There shall be no delay concerning that healing. There shall be no delay concerning that fear. The Bible says that the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of sound mind. There is somebody here, you are so fearful. You are so fearful. You are so fearful. You are so fearful. The Lord is saying to you this morning, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I will do it. I will do it for you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. He will turn your situations around. The Bible says that when again the Lord turned the captivities of Zion, we were like they that dream. Then said among the heathens that the Lord has done great things. Indeed, O Lord, you are doing great things in the life of every member of Croydon Tabernacle. Thank you, faithful God. For in Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we worship.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comment on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208 688 466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.